welcome to The Logstat, the Army's premier podcast on all things sustainment, where we analyze new developments, discuss current trends, and forge the path ahead for the next generation of sustainment soldiers. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Logstat. I'm your host, Captain Garrett Pyle. On today's episode, I wanted to take the moment to walk you through how the Harding Project is unlocking the lessons of the past. Now, you may be asking yourself, why is that important? Don't we already have the internet with endless amounts of data? What are we even trying to unlock? And therein lies part of the problem that we're going to be discussing today. We easily forget that not everything is on the internet or easily accessible. But before we even get into that, let's start with what we are trying to unlock and why. Telling stories to each other is an aspect of humanity that has truly withstood the test of time. These stories have always been the way in which we have shared information and taught the next generation the lessons of the past. For generations, this was witnessed only by word of mouth while we were gathered around a fire. Then, as we began to write the stories down, they were able to truly outlive us. The onset of the printing press expanded this capability, and now with the endless possibilities with technology, our stories can be shared across the globe in a second by a variety of different means, through your cell phone, through the internet, instant messaging, calling, it's endless. Thus, the sharing of information our stories knows no bounds. Well, except for one area. We've become so reliant on technology in the World Wide Web that the information and stories that were physically written down in our past are locked away from efficient access. While physical libraries still hold this information, it restricts those who cannot physically go to the location. Additionally, researching those catalogs of information can take an enormous amount of time depending on your project. For instance, the different branches of the Army have had journals in publication for well over 100 years, with some dating back to the late 1800s. The Army Sustainment Professional Journal has been in publication since 1969, for example. That amounts for hundreds upon hundreds of journals with thousands of published articles. The problem is that most of these publications are not searchable on the World Wide Web and locked solely as physical copies in a branch library. If it does have a digital scan version of the publication, it does not have the metadata needed for a user to search out an individual article. If this information remains locked, then we risk repeating the same mistakes of our past and reinventing the wheel all over again. Thankfully, though, the Harding Project recognized this situation and acted quickly to provide a solution. The Harding Project was designed to renew the Army's professional journals and discourse across the force. It was designed to run a four-point platform which includes stewardship, education, archives, and modernization. Today, we're looking at the archives pillar, the goal of which is to improve archive accessibility, consolidate, split, tag, and index journals by article on a platform that eases search and citation of Army journals. Part of that has been achieved with the Line of Departure website, which has become the centralized point for all the Army professional journals, articles, podcasts, and overall discourse. Launched on October 11, 2024, the Line of Departure website provides a single access point for all branch journals that's easy to navigate, web-first, and mobile-friendly for all users. The content is available in HTML, downloadable PDFs, and audio files. Thus, every soldier of every rank will be able to consume the information in the manner of their choosing. Soldiers can now read articles while waiting in line at the chow hall, waiting for their turn during the monthly urinalysis, or as part of their weekly leader's time training. This website meets soldiers where they are. Another prime aspect of the Line of Departure is that all the Army's professional journals are located there. The website is constantly fed by each of the journals so that there is always new content. This just broadens our overall knowledge and understanding by reading articles from other branches. If you're interested in a specific topic, you can search keywords and the website populates every article that contains those, no matter the source. For instance, if you search port operations, the results will show you articles from the engineer, aviation, sustainment, and signal journals, just to name a few. No longer does this information exist in a vacuum, and nor is it separated by branch. It is no longer just contained at the senior level either. The most junior soldier can be reading these articles and then write about the innovations they themselves have discovered that will benefit the entire force. The website does not just contain articles. It also provides a platform for all the Army podcasts. These podcasts enable soldiers to gain a greater understanding on current topics that they are passionate about. Lastly, each journal page provides submission guidelines specific to that journal. Here, writers can find information on what the jurors are looking for in submissions and how to submit. If a writer does need additional assistance, they can use the Professional Military Writing Special Edition of the Military Review, September 2024 edition, which is directly linked on the website. This edition provides guidance on how to write professionally, how to start a writing program at your unit, how to foster dissent, and tips for getting published. The creation of this website, though, was just the first step, but we needed something more to help us with the thousands of our articles of the past. Thus, the Harding Project partnered with the Army Software Factory to develop a program that would enable the Army branch journals to be accessible for the modern user. Then, they developed the system called Combat Chronicles. Combat Chronicles is an Army Software Factory application developed for the Harding Project that utilizes AI to unlock over 5,000 historical journals and 100,000 plus articles by automating metadata and a text extraction, saving thousands of manual hours and unlocking a century of peer-reviewed research. This breakthrough makes the Army's intellectual body of knowledge searchable and accessible, giving warrior scholars and senior leaders rapid, evidence-based insights that directly inform strategic decisions, enhance leader development, and ensure relevance in today's complex multi-domain operations. I can personally attest for how efficient this system is. So far, I've completed 14 years of journals in the system, 1969 through 1982. This encompasses 80 journals and 1,451 individual articles or content. But that's just 14 years of the 56 years, 80 of the 322 journals, and 1,451 articles of the well over 5,000, close to 6,000 articles we have published in our time alone as a publication. These articles I have unlocked have not been easily accessible in the past. While we have an archive of journals on our website, anything pre-1996 only has a table of contents listed to download. You would need to physically visit the Army Sustainment University Library to read these older articles, which had largely restricted access to the force for those who couldn't get to the library. The Harding Project, through the use of Combat Chronicles from the Army Software Factory, is making all that possible now. Once we complete the extraction of articles and embed the metadata needed to ensure they are searchable and accessible, then these articles will be available on the internet for everyone to use. We are still determining how they'll be incorporated on the current platforms such as Line of Departure and the Army Sustainment website, so stay tuned as we continue to bring these stories of our past to you. So as you can see, we have countless articles written that remain important. Actually, I would argue critical to today's challenges. For instance, the concept of large-scale combat operations is not new. Many of the articles I've been reviewing from the 70s and 80s discuss these concepts and how to conduct sustainment operations. There is no reason to reinvent the wheel. Because of the war on terror, most of those in uniform today, including myself, didn't know a world outside of coin operations until recently. But the answer to so many of the challenges we are facing have already been written. We just have to find them. That is why the work we are doing is so critical. We are unlocking the lessons of the past by making them accessible and searchable. My plea for everyone today is to take any opportunity you can to expand your knowledge and toolkit with the lessons of the past. Let us not repeat any of the mistakes of the past because we have failed to learn from them. Information is available at a moment's notice at our fingertips. That is why we have developed the Blast from the Past section of the Army Sustainment Journal to highlight those articles that provide some lessons for today's soldiers and show the importance of those who came before us. The past has paved the way for the future. We just need to take advantage of the stories written before us to find our way. We will continue to keep you informed as we unlock these articles of the past so that they are accessible and searchable. But in the meantime, continue to write your stories of today so that the current and future generations can learn from you. Just like those, for example, from the 70s and 80s are helping us today, let us help our children's generation by telling the stories we are living through. Transformation and Contact is a prime example. A lot has happened currently, and we need your story so that we could all learn together. Reach out to me if you need any assistance with telling your story. I would love to help. But that is all we have today, folks. As always, Sustainment Leaders Start Here. See you next time. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Logstat. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Please share this episode across your formation and leave us a review. If you have a topic you like here discussed, then please reach out to us at armysustainment@army.mil or directly to me on Global at garrett.h.pyle. Follow us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn at Army Sustainment. We'll see you next time. Sustainment leaders start here.